Dictation for Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, Wanless, W-A-N-L-E-S-S, October 1868. Address as a letter to Dr. Andrew Messenger, M-E-S-S-E-N-G-E-R, 6680423. Dear Dr. Messenger, follow-up for Mr. Bradley with renal failure associated to hypercalcemia and history of kidney stones and obstruction. Last visit was in January. We arranged him to follow with pulmonologists given the diagnosis of sarcoidosis. There was elevated light change to rule out alternative diagnosis, evaluated by thoracic surgeon, failed attempt to do robotic assistant lung biopsy from complications of prior vehicle accident, right-sided ribs and pleural disease, unable to proceed any further, procedure aborted. Eventually, surgical oncology was able to remove large lymph nodes that highlights on PET scan from the portal hepatic area. The biopsy report shows compatible with sarcoidosis. There was no malignancy. Since the last visit, no symptomatic kidney stones, although CAT scan shows bilateral calcifications. Denies denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems, has gained significant weight from 208, presently 218. No major cough, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea. Review system otherwise negative. Medications include diabetes, metformin, Jardiance, on bronchodilators, remains on leflunomide for a history of rheumatoid arthritis, cholesterol management. Today, blood pressure by nurse 135/78, lungs distant clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema. Most recent chemistry from May, anemia 11.5, normal white blood cell platelet. Creatinine abnormal at 2.29, representing a GFR 33 stage 3B with an elevated calcium 11.4, a normal potassium, low sodium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal albumin phosphorus, previously documented suppressed PTH, PTH-related peptide, as well as documented elevated vitamin D125. All these compatible with sarcoidosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has progressive renal failure associated to episodes of hypercalcemia, kidney stones, obstruction, likely related to sarcoidosis. Areas involved including lungs, mediastinal, hilar area, retroperitoneal, as well as porta hepatic area. He needs treatment given his obesity, diabetes. Steroids are not the best option. As a transition to second agent will be appropriate. methotrexate is the second alternative of choice to prednisone. He will need to follow with pulmonology as well as rheumatology. He already is taking leflunomide, although a low dose at 10 milligrams. I'm inclining to start him on prednisone, a low dose, as sarcoidosis is very reactive, responsive. I probably will do 40 milligrams for a few weeks, and then trying to weaning him progressively to the lowest dose until we start overlapping with a second-line agent. Only to discuss with the patient, continue to follow end of dictation,